Well, you know, this last night I did the MRI, we got back, and, you know, I think it was leaked a little bit that I had a bone bruise, but the reason why I didn't want to speak is because, you know, the radiologist wasn't in to actually to read the scan, and he was able to go over them, and I met with Dr. Roberts a couple hours ago, and, you know, it was confirmed that I had a meniscus tear and a bone bruise, so we decided to try to come up with a strategy, and you know, I told him I would like to at least try to play on it, and he thought it would be best if I waited till either Friday or Saturday before I tested it to just try to let the inflammation calm down from yesterday. So that's the plan for now. You know, of course, it's disappointing. You know, I was hoping for better news. I thought the bone contusion was you know, I was, you know, happy about that, but, you know, I knew the meniscus, you know, was there was a chance that it could have been torn. So, disappointed, you know, but at the same time, I still, you know, trying to keep an open mind that maybe there's a chance that I can play with this. And, you know, but again, if I can play, you know, I want to be able to play at a, you know, at a level that can help this team and not being a distraction. So, you know, I'm going to take all that in consideration when I go back out there and start to try to play again. But right now it's just ice and rest for the next couple of days and, you know, see what we're playing, and I'm sure I'll try to start working out a little bit.
How optimistic are you that you'll actually be able to play in the playoffs? I know you're going to give it a go, but how optimistic are you?
You know, I don't know right now. It's still swollen, and it's actually, you know, still a little painful. But I think that's why we decided to wait till Friday or, you know, either Saturday even try to play on it again. So I don't know. I want to play. It's the playoffs. You know, you play 82 games and you take a beating just to get to these moments, and I want to be out there. And, you know, the guy's done a great job all season long, you know, whether I play or not. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is that if I do play, then I want to play at a level I can help. And if I don't, you know, I want to make sure that I'm you know, supporting these guys, because we still got a good team, and I still think that we can still cause some damage.
How are you doing emotionally?
It's difficult, you know, because, you know, last night was rough for me. You know, I stayed up all night just thinking about, you know, a lot of what ifs and, you know, just about a lot of things. And, I think, you know, just getting the news, you know, a couple hours ago is, it's tough, you know, especially being around my teammates. They're all like, you know, so when you coming back, you're gonna play Wednesday. And, it's hard to, you know, tell them that, you know, I don't know when I'm gonna play again, you know, as far as this season. So, it's difficult. It's really difficult. But you know, the thing about it is, you know, I keep telling those guys we still should, you know, win games. You know, we got a good team. So I just got to be positive and just try to encourage them.
So the Brandon, is this a matter
confident that you can't damage it further by playing?
Yeah, they're pretty confident. You know, the tear is there, and it's not anything. You know, it's like, you know, the bone is bruised right now, but besides that, it's just the meniscus tear, and they feel like if I try to play, then they don't think I'll further damage.
So pain tolerance then? Just pain tolerance right now then?
Yeah. Just, you know, how much can I play through with the pain, and at the same time, you know, he says, you know, if you play, it can swell up and it can continue to be inflamed if you continue to play on it. So that's something that, you know, if I may play Friday and then Saturday, it's just too painful. So it's just something that I'm going to have to, you know, wait till I start playing on it again to see if it just keeps swelling up on me.
Had you been experiencing any pain or anything before, you know, last night? Or is this something lingering?
No, nothing at all. I was fine. You know, only pain I was feeling was my lower back.
Right.
And then, you know, most people thought I bumped knees, but I didn't bump knees. You know, I went to front to get around a test, and you know, our feet kind of, you know, met at the same time, and my knee just kind of, and my body weight carried me one way. And, it's, you know, a minute it happened, I knew something wasn't right there. And, you know, I was hoping maybe, you know, the bones just hit. But I guess it was the meniscus. So, no, I wasn't feeling anything before it. And just one of those, I guess, you know, unfortunate with the timing.
How's it feel today based on yesterday?
Related to your injury at University of Washington when you were a junior and you had the surgery?
Sorry, you guys both asked a question at the same time. Compared to at Washington, it was similar. I was playing a game. I didn't do anything major. I think I grabbed a rebound and went back down court and felt some clicking in my knee and tried to go back in and just felt that I couldn't play. And I ended up having a surgery, you know, a couple of days later, because that was the beginning of the season. You know, if this was you know, 2 months ago, I would have the surgery. But since the timing is playoffs, then, you know, I want to hold off on that and see if I can play.
How does it feel compared to yesterday, Brandon, and does that kind of give you any indication of how you think you might feel?
Well, it's a little bit more sore today, a little more swelling, but yesterday, you know, I had took some medication for my back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the swelling didn't show up as much in the MRI, but today, you know, I didn't take any medication last night. So that way we can get, you know, a good judgment on where the swelling is. So it's a little swollen today. More than anything, stiff, but, you know, I haven't tried to do anything major.
So you're saying the doctor's recommendation, if it weren't April, would be surgery. Because it's April, you're gonna hold off and see what you can do. That
yeah, well, where we're at now is I will have surgery. It's just a matter of when. So if this was January or, you know, even a month ago, I would have said, well, let's have the surgery now and just try to get back as fast as possible. But now it's just a matter of you know, if I can play, then I'll play as long as I can, you know, and as long as we can as a team, and have the surgery when the season's over. So. You know, that's best case scenario for me. Play as long as I can until the season's over.
You already had the same procedure on your left knee, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 years ago. 2 years ago. Yeah. So.
What did the doctor say about recovery once you do have the surgery?
4 to 6 weeks. You know, he said it's not a the meniscus isn't something that has to heal. They go in there and they just clean up the part that's torn and try to leave as much as possible. And after that, it's just a matter of to get the swelling down from the procedure and take the stitches out. And you know, summertime, you know, Jay usually makes me take it slow. But if I had something to come back for, I may, you know, speed it up a little bit because I couldn't do any further damage to it.
How was it telling your teammates, Brandon?
It was tough because I really didn't tell them all at once. You know, I had just found out as I came downstairs. And, you know, they all kind of was like, hey, you know, you're all right. You'll be able to play. And so I haven't spoke to them all at once. Coaches didn't even all know. You know, Coach Nate knew. So it was just something that I really haven't talked to him about. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'll talk to him as the night goes on and again tomorrow at practice.
Right, you say Friday or Saturday, so you
Yeah, you know, that's something that may be a possibility. You know, like I said, it's all happened, you know, so fast today that, you know, who knows, maybe I miss the first 2 games and try to come back when the team comes back home. But those are all things that me and Coach will talk about, me and Jay talk about, and I just got to continue to just think about it more. You know, this has all kind of happened so quick.
Can they win a playoff series without you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I really believe that this team, you know, is deep, and you know, I was joking with Martell. I'm like, you know, I don't play, and now all of a sudden you want to score 20 points and bust Kobe down the stretch, you know, so... Not joking, but no, you know, we got good players, and it's funny when guys go down, guys step up. So we've beaten Dallas this year, I didn't play. We beat San Antonio this year, I haven't played. So, you know, I can only believe that these guys are ready to go out there and play even better when the playoffs come.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.